We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and our regular fourth Thursday guest here in the 9:30 slot is Robin Cole, Executive Director with Pawnee Mental Health Services. Robin, good morning.
Good morning.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, especially this time of year, because we're going to get to talk about something fun here. And I know you were on with Dave earlier this week on the GMCF Community Hour. We ran some stories on that this morning, and got a big pancake fundraiser coming up next week.
Yes, we are really looking forward to it. There's nothing like pancakes on Pancake Tuesday.
Absolutely, and this is the fourth year for the event. I think I've been here for all four of them now, and little bit of a change up last year to the drive-through, and I understand you're going to do that again.
We are. You know, it's when we were making plans for this year's event, it was as the COVID numbers were spiking. And, you know, we all know that what goes up must come down. But what we didn't know is when what was going up would come down. And because we didn't know the when of that, we felt like as we were making our plans, we probably needed to just plan that the numbers might still be high. And we didn't want to be in a position where we would plan to have, you know, the dining room open at early edition and then have to pull the plug on that at the last minute. And so we decided that we would just replicate what we did last year, which was to have drive-through and delivery. So this has been a very successful event for us. As you said, it is the fourth year that we've had our annual Pancakes for Pawnee. The funds for the annual Pancakes for Pawnee goes to help support services for people who don't have the ability to pay for their services at Pawnee Mental Health. And so we started this out with a partnership with Early Edition Restaurant. And I think you were there the first year. We met on the we had the event on the east side or the Fort Riley Boulevard Early Edition Restaurant. It was a lot of fun. We were all packed together. You know, everything that would be opposed to what we've been told about not spreading a virus, that restaurant was packed yeah. to the brim and overflowing with people who wanted pancakes. On, you know, and it's known as Fat Tuesday. Some people call it Shrove Tuesday. Others call it Pancake Tuesday. We had a lot of fun, and it was so successful that the second year we realized we needed to have both Early Edition restaurants open. And so we served pancakes at both the west and the east side. And that year, the Chamber of Commerce Leadership Manhattan group joined us. And so we had a little friendly competition between the east side, which was staffed by employees of Pawnee Mental Health, and the west side, which was staffed by the Leadership Manhattan team. And, you know, the goal was to see who could sell the most pancakes. And I don't remember how that competition ended, but I do remember that Dave and Marcy Uphoff said they had never sold that many pancakes within a 2.5 hour period of time as what was sold that night or that year. So it was a lot of fun.
They've been great partners to you, I know. And obviously mental health must be very important to them. Otherwise, they wouldn't be participating.
Yes, absolutely. We really couldn't do this without their support. You know, it's one thing for a restaurant to say, yeah, we'll have a fundraiser for you. It's another thing for them to really let you come in and kind of take over and to operate their restaurant, you know, for 2.5 hours. And of course, the Uphoffs have been there every step of the way, overseeing the operation, but it's been the staff of Pawnee, and as in year two, the Leadership Manhattan group that cooked the pancakes, that served up the pancakes, that delivered the pancakes. Last year, I don't remember if you know, everybody recalls this, but remember that term polar vortex?
I do.
Yes, there was a polar vortex that swept across the United States last year around this time, and the weather was freezing. It makes today look balmy. And the polar vortex, as I remember it, had just moved through Kansas, and our event, our pancake event, was like right on the tail end. And so the question was, you know, can we do this drive-through and delivery thing right on the heels of a polar vortex? And we decided to do it. And the polar vortex did not stop us. And we had one of our best years last year with cars just driving up to the West Side Early Edition. Our Pawnee staff took the bags of pancakes and sausage and beverages to their cars, and then they were able to drive off and eat them in the comfort of their homes. So we're going to do it again this year that way. And I don't think there's a polar vortex in the weather predictions for next week. Have you looked at those?
I have not. Well, I can pull it up here real quick. That's next Tuesday. So that'll be March
next
1st.
Tuesday. Yep.
The current forecast for Tuesday is sunny and 64.
Awesome.
Couldn't ask for better. And nice way to ring in March.
That will work great for us. This year, we are going to be West Side only. West Side Early Edition, that's in the Candlewood Shopping Center. And again, it'll be drive-through, and so people can just drive their cars up, and our staff will bring the pancakes out. We are also offering a delivery option. And so people who don't want to get out of their homes, even though it's 61 degrees out, can contact us. And the way to do that will be to go to our website, and they just have to order delivery by noon on Monday. So Monday will be February 28th. If you go to our website, you'll see there's an opportunity to order delivery. And as long as that's done by noon on Monday, we'll have a team of people that will bring your hot pancakes straight to your door.
That's pretty cool. That's a very convenient service there. And I wonder if you're coming through the drive-thru and you want to, you know, maybe tip, maybe give a few more dollars, can you do that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we've had people who do that every year. We have people who maybe don't eat pancakes themselves, but want to contribute. And so they may buy enough pancakes for 20 people. And then we take those tickets and we've delivered those pancakes to our adult rehabilitation services clients. We have delivered pancakes to the crisis stabilization unit that were purchased from generous donors who just wanted to contribute to the event but maybe didn't prefer to eat pancakes themselves. Really, if there are any organizations in town who think that they might be interested in receiving gifts of donated pancakes, they could contact us on our Facebook page, message us, let us know if they would be interested. And as much as we're able to, we would definitely be willing to help support them in that kind of a way. So we have another fun thing that's going on this year. And of course, the listeners aren't going to be able to see this, but since we're on Zoom, I can show you. This year, Anderson Knight Architects are helping with the event. They have provided color-changing cups.
Oh, cool.
And with each order of pancakes, and that order will include it's a plate-sized pancake. If you've never had an early edition pancake, you really have to have it. It's a plate-sized pancake. It'll come with butter, syrup, and two sausage patties. And because it's drive-through and delivery, instead of putting in a beverage or something. This year, we're going to be providing these color-changing cups that have been provided by Anderson Knight. And so on one side of the cup is Anderson Knight's logo. And on the other side of the cup, what you'll see is that these cups, these color-changing cups, and they're yellow, they'll turn green when you put ice in them. If you bring the cup to any early edition restaurant between the Pancake for Pawnee event on March 1st and next year's Pancakes for Pawnee event, bring this cup to any early edition restaurant and you will receive a free coffee, tea, or soda refill with a purchase until the next Pancake for Pawnee. So we're really wanting to people to have fun with this. We're wanting them to collect their Anderson Knight color-changing cup and to take it with them every time they go in to have breakfast or lunch at early edition, and they'll get a free coffee, tea, or soda refill.
That's neat, and that has a nice reminder on the other side of when the next one is. So I love it.
Absolutely.
That's really cool.
It'll be a lot of fun.
And again, Pancakes for Pawnee next Tuesday, 4:30 to 7 p.m. Early Edition West, and you can get your tickets online at pawnee.org. Going to take a break, and we'll have more in focus continuing in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.